The trail to Tanana was, by all accounts, a good one. Varied terrain over frozen rivers and lakes and through picturesque hills and snow-covered forests. Strong runs kept the dog teams coming in and the checkpoint buzzing with energy. And with many teams coming off longer rests, some even taking that required 8-hour break in Tanana, mushers set off Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning to tackle what many expected to be one of the toughest legs of the trail, about 120 miles to Ruby, almost all of it on the river. That trail was slow going for the most part, and it was taking its toll on both mushers and dogs alike.
The dogs hit highs and lows during the race, and right now they're going through a little bit of a low, so tomorrow they'll probably be feeling a lot better than today.
That's Kotzebue musher John Baker.
This is just new for them. They haven't had to work like this all year. So all of a sudden they're in it, and they're like, oh man.
Baker was just one of dozens of teams camping along the unfamiliar stretch of river yesterday. Mushers dozed on their sleds and dogs rested in their straw as cook fires bubbled with hot water for the next snack. And as mushers and dogs rested, a steady flow of traffic continued churning up the trail, turning what had been a fairly well-packed trail into loose and sugary snow. New Zealand musher Kurt Perano echoed the thoughts of many who found their teams going from a brisk pace to a slow trot.
There are sections on this trail that are soft and slow. You know, it does slow the team down, and it does mean the guys have to work a lot harder to get through it.
And it wasn't just the deteriorating trail. Extreme cold and stronger winds as teams crept closer to Ruby left Bethel's Pete Kaiser without much rest at all.
It's harder to rest when you're camped out on the trail and it's 40 and 50 below, but last night I had a heck of a time staying awake. And then I got in here and should have been able to sleep like a log, but I was somewhat restless in the middle of the afternoon.
But then, amid the frozen, wind-blown stretches of seemingly endless river, an oasis, roughly at the midpoint of the 120 miles between Tanana and Ruby.
They started showing up at 7 this morning, and some were pretty cold and had gear that definitely had to be warmed up and dried out.
Carol Huntington and her husband have lived in Cochrane Hills Bible Camp for the last 6 years. She has roots in Western Alaska, in Nome, and family in Wales, and runs a summer camp out of her cabin for more than 200 kids every year. But on Wednesday, she was running an unofficial Iditarod checkpoint, offering hot water and warm meals to mushers slowly making their way down the river.
Thank you very much. Yes. I really appreciate it. This was really, really nice.
Norwegian rookie Thomas Varner was heading back onto the trail after some much-needed improvements to a vital piece of equipment, his hood.
So I got help here. Snow is on again.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Uh-huh. My brother-in-law, Tommy, was here. He just happened to show up, and he helped sew his ruff back onto his parkie. He's been pampered too much by his wife.
Leaving the warmth of the Bible camp wasn't easy, and many teams parked uphill protested strongly as mushers attempted a U-turn back onto the river. Closer to Ruby, the wind blew stronger, drifting over the trail and making the river's frozen surface look like the scales on fish skin, a pattern of bumps and drifts set against the otherwise smooth surface of the snow. Miles later, it came down to a close race between the Seavies, Father Mitch leading his son Dallas into the Ruby checkpoint. The elder Seavie earned the Pen Air Spirit of Alaska Award. That's 2 round-trip tickets anywhere the airline flies and a spirit mask by a Bristol Bay artist. CV says he was confused to be the first into Ruby, and he's not sure if he likes it.
I didn't intend to be here first at all. I don't really even like being in front this early in the race.
The long run to Ruby along the massive Yukon River had mushers seemingly eager for a well-deserved rest. But as Mitch CV bedded his dogs down, Jeff King blew right on through, which means the leader of this year's last great race is anything but certain. Reporting in Ruby, I'm Matthew Smith.